Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. So here we are. It is the 15th of April. Let's go. I believe that on the 16th of May is the final day of the session for the legislature this year. So we're right at the one-month mark right now. And if you missed it in terms of what's happened so far in the legislature, we did get state control of the SLMPD. There are some other bills that are probably going to pass between now and then, but the other big one that got signed was this utility bill by the governor that he signed the other day. And I just don't think people fully appreciate what's about to happen to your utility bills. I've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone, as usual, on a Tuesday morning. John, we appreciate having you. How are you?
Hey, Mark and Kim, it's great to be with you here this Easter week.
Yes, it certainly is. You know, I saw the video or the pictures, at least, of the governor signing off on this bill, allowing basically utilities to charge you up front for future building plans. Is that basically what it is?
Yeah, that's right. So what the utility companies, the Ameren, can do now is they can go and start a big project, build a new plant, whatever it is they may be doing, and before any energy is actually created, they can charge us as ratepayers for their cost of construction. And it's extraordinary. This bill was signed, and there was a little bit of video, but it was kind of in dark. The governor didn't do a statewide press conference the way he did with the state control of the police, and that's because this is so typical of Jefferson City. This is the worst bill. This is like a big tax increase on all of us. I mean, up until now, what the utility companies have had to do is, I mean, they have construction projects. What they do is they're publicly traded, so they issue stock or they issue debt, and they finance the project and they build the project. And then when the project is done and comes online, then they recover their cost from the ratepayers. So this is so typical of Jefferson City. Like, there's a lot of happy talk about what may or may not pass, and ideas that the base and right-thinking people might want. But then when this bill is getting passed through, it's all very quiet on a down low. And your show is one of the few shows that has even talked about it. And it's unfortunate. Of course, the other thing that's being contemplated between now and the end of the session is the elimination of the capital gains tax, which – the irony with that, and that we may all be for that, but the irony is that the Ameren executives who get paid in Ameren stock, who benefit by this utility bill, would actually have higher capital gains on the stock holdings as a result of this bill. So it's unfortunate that Jefferson City continues to to do things like this. And this is a type of legislation that dominates the session without the people really knowing what's going on. And it's really disappointing. And I'm grateful for the fact they only have 4 weeks left in session.
It's funny we're talking about this because we just received a letter in the mail saying Spire is increasing our rates. And of course, they hold those public meetings where you can go chime in and listen to what they're talking about. But it's not like they ultimately are going to hold some sort of a public vote. I feel like they've already, kind of like Ameren, they've already made up their decision. They may have even started the construction on this project. And they're more or less just letting us kind of sound off about it, even though they have every intention of going through with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way that the public is really represented against the utility companies is through the Public Service Commission, which is populated by appointments from the governor. It's populated mostly by legislators who are known for making deals with the governor's office, and they're the ones that are supposed to listen to the rate case and to make a decision for our benefit. But it's just not the case. A lot of these this is a full-time job. It's a six-figure job. So most of the people who get appointed to it are very friendly with the utility companies going in. And then, of course, once they come off that Public Service Commission, most of them go work for utility companies and or become lobbyists for utility companies. So the public is really, I was appointed to as vice chair of the Commerce Committee, which heard all this legislation. And everyone just assumed I would be interested in pursuing a career in the Public Service Commission because that's what politicians do. And I was fortunate enough to be with another state senator, Jason Crowell from Southeast Missouri, and we held 12-hour hearings against Ameren that people had spoke about this issue in a ballot initiative, and we upheld it. But, you know, it's funny. It took all these years, and I think, you know, one of the Senator Peerpoint from the other side of the state, he spent his whole career trying to get this bill passed. He's got 1 year left in the Senate. And don't be surprised if he's on the Public Service Commission come 2026.
Wow. Yeah, you always have to kind of follow the money. I'm glad that you brought that up. So I've heard this week, and I've invited him on the show because I don't know all of the deals on this, but apparently Ian Mackey has a bill that affects a city-county merger, and State Representative Brad Crist has agreed to come on and talk to me about this a little later this week. It may not happen until Thursday. But what have you heard anything about this new merger bill? Apparently it's got a hearing set, I'm told. It's HJR 27, and the House website says the bill has been referred to the Emerging Issues Committee.
Well, you're doing the right thing by trying to flush this out in the public and getting Representative Crist on. We're at that part of the session now where in order for a bill to actually pass this year, it has so long ago been referred to committee and been heard in committee. So really what this is it's kind of a prelude for next session for next year.
Okay.
And since it's a ballot initiative, it wouldn't go on till next year. And the proponents of the initiative would know that the more people know about it in advance, the less likely they are to approve it. So I think what you see happen this time of the year, if you're a bill sponsor and your bill's just getting heard in committee for the first time, then you know that with 4 weeks to go that you're not going to have much of a chance of seeing it across the finish line. So I think the good news is that we found it and we have an opportunity to talk about it. Like I said before, I think the one bill that may get past the finish line other than the abortion amendment, which is, it sounds like that's going to have to take a PQ. I think that this capital gains cut, elimination of capital gains tax, is one that the governor will want to cut taxes in some way, making up for what happened with this Ameren bill, which for working class people, for 50% of the public that doesn't own any stock, the fact that capital gains tax is zero will have pay them no mind when, of course, everyone has a utility bill.
Yes.
But I think there's a good chance that bill gets across the finish line.
Glad you brought up this whole thing with PQ, because I was asking Mark when we were off the air, I'm like, can you just explain this to me? Because it gets really confusing. We're essentially a lawmaker's filibustering, and someone can do PQ, right, previous question, and then they explain, I guess, why you don't feel like conservatives do this more. Is it because they're worried that if they PQ it, then it basically forces a vote, and then the other side feels like they're kind of giving them the finger more or less? Like, what? Explain this to me, because it doesn't make sense to me. It's so odd.
Okay, so there are 34 state senators, and they have tremendous power and that they can filibuster. They can stop legislation from going through. It's actually one of the smallest Senates in the country. And so so each senator, like when bills, when bad bills passed, when this Ameren bill passed, it could have been stopped. It usually takes about four or five or six senators because you have to filibuster nonstop all the time. But what the previous question is it's a parliamentary procedure whereby I think it's 18 senators sign a letter that essentially ends the filibuster. So if Mark and I are down in the Senate and we're filibustering the Ameren bill for days and days and days, if more than a majority of the Senate says this enough of this, we're tired of hearing these guys talk, and we want this bill to pass, and they can sign a previous question, which the reason the Senate is slow to do that is because it reduces the power of each individual senator to filibuster. So they're reluctant to do it, but there are certain issues like pro-life issues where as long as there's six or seven or eight Democrats, it's not going to pass unless you move the previous question is how it's referred to. And then what tradition then would suggest is that if I've been PQ'd and I've had to stop filibustering through this procedure, then I will filibuster everything that comes before the Senate the rest of the season. So like when somebody gets up in the morning to say, we're going to approve the minutes, and I could stand up and say, no, we're going to read the minutes and then we're going to filibuster the minutes and we're not going to do anything. So the Senate is slow to use the previous question. And when they do use it, they usually do it right at the end of session when they're not intending to pass any more legislation or even move forward as a body. They typically will PQ and then they will just adjourn for the session.
Yeah, it gums up the works for sure. John, thank you for the explanation. We appreciate it.
Oh, great being with you, too. Take care.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. John Lamping there, former Missouri senator who understands how all that works. You got it now?
My brain hurts. This is why I'm not in politics. He explained it well. It makes more sense. You have an actual formal letter that these lawmakers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
18 of them are signing. It's
the nuclear
so
option.
Convoluted.
It's the nuclear option. And once you use it, the other side rarely cooperates with you after that. In Illinois, they run roughshod over the minority Republican Party over there. In Missouri, we tend not to do that for some odd reason. And I'm can't really say why.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.